when Tom James was recruiting me, and I was in D.C., I remember I had this interview with Tom James in the fall of 1968 for the 68 election, and he had a need for somebody to teach federal and state education policy and school finance and stuff like that, and he had found me through his associate dean named Tim Wirth, later a U.S. senator. Tim Wirth was the associate dean at the Stanford Education School in 1968. He had been in the White House Fellows when I was working on the administrative side in 66, 67. And so Wirth recommended me, then another White House Fellow named Tom Cronin, who became the president of Whitman College. He had also been a White House Fellow. Two guys in the White House Fellows recommended me to James. And James also looked at my resume and said, at that point I put on there I'd been in the business school for a semester. So I think he thought this was really unique. And so we had this meeting in the fall of 68, maybe September, I don't know. And that's how I first met Jim Kelly. In D.C., Tom James and the three of us were at dinner talking with me about why I should go to Stanford, and I wasn't really interested. I mean, it was a long way away, and I had no idea of being a professor. That just sounded like it was not very interesting compared to all the stuff we were doing. I was head of the U.S. Senate committee, and I assumed Senator was going to be reelected, and I would continue. Yeah, so I was mildly interested, and I knew enough to know elections aren't certain, but I had Humphrey, if he were going to win, and then I had Wayne Morse, who was the head of the Education Committee, and they had already talked to me that if Clark lost, I could go over there. So, of course, Morse lost, too, and so I had all these bets down, and I thought, well, I'll keep this on the back burner, but somebody's going to win here of the three people.